The careful persnickety points each party argues can be fascinating or frustrating. Half the voters in this downtown Fairbanks district voted for each side. Remember, this race was certified as a tie between Democrat Catherine Dodge and Republican Bart Laban until the November 30th recount put Laban one vote ahead. Dodge filed a complaint to the Division of Elections on that day, challenging the way four ballots were counted. Laban's people, joined with the Alaska Republican Party, intervened shortly thereafter, challenging six ballots. And in a 6.5-hour hearing on December 20th, attorneys argued to Superior Court Judge Eric Arseth why the ballot should be counted differently. When it was over, Arseth let the count stand, saying new evidence could not be considered. The Division of Elections did the best it could with what was known at the time, and the state needs to move on.
The legislature has made the emphasis of a prompt decision, in my words, is more important than a perfection in terms of the election process itself.
Parties had 1 week to protest, and they did. Last Friday, Dodge, Laban, and the Division of Elections each filed briefs. Their basic arguments haven't changed, but the candidates' attorneys each found reasons Arseth's ruling is in error and want new evidence to be allowed. If Laban's people get their way, he would get three more votes and Dodge would get one fewer. The Dodge campaign thinks she would gain two votes and Laban would lose two if their arguments prevail. And the Division of Elections, now with a new administration, thinks the count should stay as it is. All three will argue their points in front of the Supreme Court on Friday morning. Each party gets 20 minutes starting at 9 a.m. Since the justices will have read everything before that, the time will mostly go to questions and answers. It's unlikely, but possible, for the justices to rule on the case that very day. The clock has been ticking down to the January 15th opening for the Alaska legislature, which would like to know which party is holding the seat for District 1. In Fairbanks, I'm Robin.